Okay, just got done meeting with our team. I think just like this game allows us the opportunity to showcase our style. We talk about playing with great effort and great toughness and great enthusiasm and playing smart. I think it also reveals some things too. And, you know, those areas that we revealed, we need to have more focus on. And, you know, tomorrow we'll watch the tape, we'll speak the truth, we'll watch the truth. And we got to really take a good hard look at it and make sure the areas that this focus things are coming up that we address and get it taken care of. But, you know, the feeling right now is uncomfortable in our locker room. It's not a good feeling because I think we felt like things that were under our control, drop passes, you know, maybe mistakes, critical errors, you know, kept us from getting over the top in this game. And that's what we need to do as a team to take that next step. So those things we had to have a game like this to see where our bar is and where, I guess where we're at and how much further we need to go.
Pick six, did you get a look on what happened there?
It looked like TJ ran a flat route and corner just undercut it.
What usually happens is that the quarterback's staring at the receiver?
You know what? I heard it over the headset about it. That's a young mistake, you know, by Blake. That's all I know. I didn't see everything happen. I just, you know, that's what I heard. I don't know much else to say.
Did that take a lot of wind out of him?
Well, it's tough. Anytime you get to throw a pick six now. But we're still in the game. We're still, 8 points, I believe, behind at that point. So, you know, we could bounce back from that. I thought the defense, really when I looked at the defense, when you look at some of the things, where Stewart had 18 carries, 56 yards, 3.1. Newton, 14 for 35. This team was averaging 180, 190 yards a game at the end of the season last year. Come in, I thought we did a good job versus a run. The one disappointing thing was that I think there was backed up. That drive where they took 8 minutes, I think something like that off the clock. You know, we had a 3rd and 10. They switched personnel. We tried to switch personnel. That was on us. You know, we didn't get it off fast enough, and we called a timeout, and they converted on that one and kept it going. But we had other opportunities there with a couple missed tackles that could have got us out of that drive.
You called that timeout with Scooter, the 11th man running off the field.
Yes.
He was
11. We just switched Scooter and Tyson, I think it was. They switched.
What are some of the areas? You said we've identified some areas we need to...
No, we will identify and watch them. But I think just, you know, we had some drop passes, you know, and I think that, you know, in times like that, in the second half, it was a little bit better, but we still dropped some. I think you guys addressed in the preseason, we had some drop passes, you know, and I said, no, we'll get that taken care of. Well, it showed up again today. And, you know, it's concentration and focus and things like that, but... you know, we've got to just learn through that. And I know we'll grow through these things, and you know, but hopefully we get it taken care of sooner rather than later.
Why was the tight end not a factor in the offense at all? I mean, through 3 quarters, you had targeted tight end one time.
Yeah, that's what we'll take a look at. I don't know the answer right now. I know he was involved in some protection. He was chipping on the way out to help out with protection. And when you do that, sometimes he's not as effective or a part of the game as usual. So, you know, we'll take a look. I'll have a better answer maybe tomorrow.
But you had said before you would use a lot of multiple tight ends.
And which we did.
You had said that they would be a big part of the offense, the passing game.
Well, you know, I think the big part of the offense, we did run quite a bit of 12 and 13 personnel where we had three tight ends in the game. So, you know, I don't know specifically about the passing game. I think we'd like to. I think we got some guys that are capable of doing it. The exact answer, I'll get back with you.
Got a lot. You got your hands on Newton a couple times coming through him down. Is that how frustrating were those?
Yeah, it is. I mean, critical times. I think he's a one or two on third down as well. But he's a talented player now. He is a talented, strong arm and strong legs. And we knew that going into it, had to have a plan. And, you know, he makes plays too.
Was this sloppiness from the offense do you go into games like this expecting, you know, the first week of the season for the offense to be kind of shaky?
No, I didn't. I didn't, to be honest with you. I felt like we would execute better. You know, I think that we had some opportunities. We just didn't, we didn't finish. And, you know, I thought we bounced back. You saw us. We had some drops. Then guys kind of regained their composure and went back out there. But there were some other things. I don't want to put it just on the receivers and the drops. There's other things with all three phases that we can do better.
What'd you make it yell?
He did a good job. We had a couple long first and 10 runs, I think, or second down runs, I think, critical times, you know, to keep the drive going. I think it was second and 10, and he got first down on it. So I think that you'll see him just evolve more and more, I think, with each experience, each game.
Talk about Paul Kozlowski's game today, I mean, first game back, you know, counting.
Yeah, I don't know how many tackles he had. I sure saw him around the ball. Yeah, and he controls our defense. He sets the front. He makes adjustments to our defense. He had an interception. I think it's pretty clear just how much impact he has on our defense and what he does for us.
You got away from the run a little too much in the second half. I mean, you're averaging like 5 yards a carry in the first half.
Yeah, you know what? I thought right away the first two drives we started to run the ball, first and second down, but we didn't get much on it. And so I don't know. You know, we'll take a look at it. I know we have to be able to run the ball. We have to be able to run the ball.
Are you surprised you lost? Did you expect to win this game?
You know what? I'm surprised that we didn't play better. I am. I've thought that we would come out and play better than what we did. With that being said, the defense now, they played pretty good. That's what I expected from the defense, I think special teams. Offensively, I saw some really good things. I just thought that it would be more of a complete game, you know, where all through the whole game you would see some. Now, they're playing good defense, too. They're a very, very good defense. So they're going to make plays and, you know, things like that. But I just thought things that were, you know, we could have done a play more consistent.
These are killers. I mean, these are, you know, one was at the 3 yard line, one was up the sideline on a third down. I mean, these are things that can sustain drive.
Right. I think that inconsistency. You know, Hearns makes a great play, puts it out at the one. You know, makes a great catch. Made a couple good plays in the second half. So it's that consistency when they're, you know, coming across the middle or, you know, on the sideline, whatever the case, that consistently where you know, hey, they'll catch the ones that are thrown to them. And I don't know. It feels like it's a bigger deal. I think it is. I don't know exactly how many drops we had, you know, but I sensed it, you know, that there was three or four, you know, and I think maybe because they were in critical times.
How tough is it just see what the offense? You never found a rhythm all day.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I think we'll look at. And I think that sometimes that sustained rhythm comes from catching the balls and getting the first down. And, you know, I think we were looking at even, you know, a couple times we were in four down territory, but we didn't get close enough to go for it. You know, we'll learn from this now. I truly believe it. I think we got to watch it. And we got to analyze it, and we got to state the truth. And that's what I told our players in the locker room: the truth will be stated.
Myers, this field goal missed extra point. You have no choice but to be patient and hope.
Well, no, I think you know, as far as patience, I think he, you know, put that in there too. You know, I think for whatever reason, I think that our whole philosophy is to go out there and be fully prepared so you can play with a clear mind so you can be with your best. Obviously, we didn't do that today in some areas. So we need to relook at that and again, have conversations about it.
All right, thank you guys.
Okay, thank you.